Each year, billions of dollars of America's agriculture sector are the direct result of the work done by bees. Here in Michigan, blueberry, apple, and cherry growers, among others, count on bees to pollinate their crops. However, bee populations have been in slow decline across most of the United States. While it's not quite at crisis level yet, researchers led by MSU entomologist Rufus Isaacs are looking for strategies to ensure these master pollinators will not disappear. And Professor Rufus Isaacs joins us now to talk about the bee situation here in Michigan. Welcome, Rufus.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
Tell us a little bit more about how important bees are to Michigan agriculture.
Well, they provide a really important service to growers in the springtime when the crops are in bloom, especially the crops you just mentioned, the fruit crops that we love so much that bloom in May and June. Most of those crops require pollen to be moved from the male part of the flower to the female part, and it's bees that do that work. So we need all those bees to move all that pollen so that we can get the delicious fruits and vegetables later in the summer.
I understand, though, that wind, for example, can pollinate crops as well. What are some of the other ways? Are there many other ways besides insects and the wind?
There are many ways that plants and have evolved to be pollinated. So many plants, as you said, are pollinated by wind. We get those big bursts of pollen from pine trees that set off people's allergies, and that's pollen moving on the wind. Those plants use the wind to move the pollen, and the grasses also use wind. So all the wheat and, you know, many of the grass crops that we rely on. But bees are very important for a lot of crops, but there's also birds. For example, you can think of some plants that are pollinated by hummingbirds moving the pollen around.
Yeah.
So it's not just bees, and there are also some plants that use water. Some aquatic plants use water to move the pollen.
How about that?
Around.
We have heard stories, of course, in recent years about the bees mysteriously dying off, colony collapse disorder.
Mm-hmm.
What's the situation like here in Michigan with regard to our state's bee population?
Well, there certainly are concerns in Michigan's beekeeping community with this issue. I hear variable reports from growers of their beekeepers saying that they've had issues with some declines. We've had some growers that have had weaker hives this spring, and that may be a result of some of the overwintering problems that the honeybees had. But in general, our agricultural community seems to be able to get plenty of hives. So even though there may be some declines during the winter, the beekeepers have the time and the skills to build up those numbers to have enough honeybee hives to pollinate the crop in the springtime.
Are harvesting bees more an issue for farmers? I mean, do more farmers actually actively cultivate bee populations?
I have heard of a few farmers who've had their maybe members of the family that they're interested in beekeeping, and so maybe the son or the daughter in the grower's family has taken on beekeeping as part of their contribution to the overall farm business. But I think in general, most growers that require pollination services are contracting with a beekeeper and having those colonies brought to the farm.
You know, I understand. That actually goes back for quite a while, I understand. Back to the 50s, farmers became quite aware that they had to supplement wild bees with colonies of bees.
Well, that was the case in the blueberry industry that I work mainly with in Michigan, where as that industry expanded and there were larger and larger farms, the background populations of native bees weren't abundant enough to keep up with the number of flowers that needed to be pollinated.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could go back earlier than that probably and find use of honeybees in other crops where it was known before.
How many species of bees do we have here in Michigan?
Well, it's funny you should ask, because currently we're trying to put that list together in my lab as part of our research here in Michigan. But it's about 400 species. So there's 20,000 species of bees in the world, approximately. And in Michigan here, we think somewhere between 350 or 400 species of bees.
I have to ask, how many of those 400 do you think you have encountered?
Probably.
It's the collector coming out
at
me here.
Probably about 100 or so.
100 of the 350 to 400. Mm-hmm. Are you good at identifying the common species?
I'm not the best person.
Okay.
For that. Yes. We currently have a postdoctoral researcher, Jason Gibbs, in my lab, who's just joined us from Cornell, and he's our resident expert on that at the moment.
20,000 worldwide, though.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Tell us about you have a research grant that I know is part of your work. You formed quite a few partnerships, and this spans the country, these relationships you've developed. What role do you play in all of that?
Yeah, so we just recently received this large grant from the United States Department of Agriculture, and it's from their Specialty Crops Research Initiative. So it's a program within the USDA to fund research for fruit and vegetable and nut growers' problems and to try and solve those. So we have this team of people interested in pollination, crop pollination, native bees, the social side of it, and how we get information out to farmers and people involved in extension and outreach. And that group is working together on this project. And Michigan State University is the lead institution, so I have the role of coordinating this grant for the next 5 years, and we were successful in getting that just last year.
Have crop yields in Michigan, fruit crop yields, let's say, has there been a noticeable decline because of the bee population issues in
no, there
recent
hasn't.
Years?
No. No, there hasn't. In fact, depending on the crop, there has actually been some increases in production because of increased acreage. But like I said earlier, I think the honeybee keepers have been able to get their colonies strong enough for the demands that there are here in Michigan. And we're a relatively late part of the country to go into bloom, so they have time during the earlier part of the spring to build those colonies ready for the Michigan season. But there are many of Michigan's beekeepers that go to California and go to pollinate almonds out there in February and March. And this year there were stories coming back from California of insufficient numbers of honeybees available for the very large almond industry demand.
Hmm.
So we're not seeing it in Michigan, but there are certainly situations within the country where there's a deficit of honeybees.
But in general, you would say the situation may not be as alarming as maybe we've been led to believe in the past?
Well, I think currently we have plenty of honeybees, and there are no long-term surveys of wild bees in Michigan to know whether we really are seeing a decline there. As I said, we don't have a deficit in terms of pollination for the crop producers at the moment, but we are, as part of this grant, we're thinking long-term and thinking ahead to, you know, what would happen if these multi-million dollar industries in our state were limited in the number of honeybees or other bees that they could get. What can we do proactively to make sure that situation doesn't happen here and make sure that we can guarantee good yields every spring for those growers.
What about climate change? Are you seeing an impact on Michigan's bee population for that reason?
Well, that's something that's likely to happen if it does over a very long period. And like I said, we don't have a long-term monitoring program to be able to mm-hmm. answer that question. We have seen some individual bees that we've collected in Michigan seem to be much further north than their historical range would have predicted. So it's possible that there are some movements of bees north into areas that they previously wouldn't have been able to survive, but that's just a very, very small proportion of the community of bees that we have here.
You speak with gardening groups, I'm told. Is there a lot of interest in bees out there among these groups?
There's a huge amount of interest. The gardeners have been a very welcoming and enthusiastic group when we've been to speak to them about issues related to pollinators and conservation. And obviously a gardener has control over just a small piece of land usually, but there's a lot you can do in a garden to enhance its support for those 400 species of bees that we have in Michigan.
It strikes me as kind of a cult activity almost. Friends of mine became beekeepers not too long mm-hmm. ago, and they're way, way into it. What is the appeal of this, do you think, for people?
Well, I've also seen that increase in interest in beekeeping in the urban environment, and you know, I think people are concerned generally when they hear about the declines, the stories in the news that you mentioned earlier about the declines in bees, and maybe keeping bees in your own piece of land is a way that you can contribute just your own little piece to trying to keep the bees healthy.
We're talking with Rufus Isaacs, who's an MSU entomologist who works on honeybees and the bee pollination here in the state. You have an event coming up Beepalooza. Tell us about that.
So this is the second annual Beepalooza.
Oh.
We've done this just once before, did this last year, and the third week of June is National Pollinator Week. So there's a big effort nationally to have events around the country that highlight the plight of bees and get the public thinking about this issue some more. So as part of that, on Sunday, the 23rd of June, we have an event from 1 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon over in the MSU Horticulture Demonstration Gardens. And that's just at the corner of Wilson and Bogue on the MSU campus. And so as part of that, we have stations that people can go to. This is a free event, and you can come and learn about the bees of Michigan. You can learn about gardening with native plants for bees. You can learn about honeybees. Learn about building a bee nest for your own garden to support native pollinators. And there's also a stall where we talk about the link between people's food and pollinators. Most people don't realize that things like coffee and chocolate are dependent on pollination. So there's some really important connections here.
You just got a lot of people's attention just with that comment.
And we also we have a very kid-friendly event. So we also have a scavenger hunt, and we'll have face painting too. So bring your family, and hope to see you at the MSU Demonstration Gardens there on the 23rd.
Very good. Professor Rufus Isaacs is an entomologist here at Michigan State University. Thanks, Rufus.
Thank you.